The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, getting you in the mood for Christmas. I got to get your mind together and make you to understand that we are in the season. And in this kind of a season, you got to get yourself to understand that you got to spend a couple of dollars to make some things happen. I'm not going to fight you, but let's just be able to do those things. It's some advertisements going on down here. We want to be able to do some live remotes from your space. Whatever you're thinking, let's make that thing happen, guys. Give us a call down here, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call the Foundation, 827-0111, 827-0111. It is a Friday evening. Bim! Warm and easy, Selector. I hope all is well with you guys out there. I hope that you're doing good. And I hope that you're prepared for the weekend. I see some things going on. I just had an opportunity to be able to pass by Fusion yesterday. And, you know, my kids are getting prepared for Christmas also. They're getting their list and making it twice. I think they're giving it to Santa because they ain't giving it to me. Just be clear. Well, I guess they think I'm Santa. So I went down there and I saw that they're going to be playing Moana 2. I don't know if you guys are, you know, cartoon buffs, you know. So we're going to go down and watch Moana 2. I think it's November 22nd. I'm excited about that. Guys, make sure you check out my guys over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them all the way out. If you're in the market for insurance, you want to be able to kind of do something special. If you get your SDs, your taxis, your livery plates, and all those particular things, and you need some insurance to be able to take care of that, I told you, go and check my good, decent friend over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, Etheric Bowe. He can take very good care of you, or Mr. Richardson, or all those competent, capable persons over there that he has working for him. Give him a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very, very good care of you in that kind of a space. It's a beautiful day today. You know, we're going to be doing the raffle. We're going to be able to get all those things taken care of. I'm excited about that. And to be able to kind of dive into it and talk about those particular things, it's an exciting thing. So we're going to see that at 12:30 when everybody's going to kind of come into the studio and take care of us in that kind of a space. So we're excited about that. But today we're going to get into a little bit of a, you know, continuation of Wednesday. Wednesday I had my good friend Garth Roseborough here in the studio with me. And today is going to be the same thing. I'm excited about it, man. I was excited to be able to talk about that. You know why? Because I realized that something has shifted in the atmosphere. God say good afternoon to the people. Something has shifted in the atmosphere. Man. Something from a political standpoint, I think something has shifted.
Let me say good afternoon quickly. If good you, afternoon, everyone. You, I got to let Howard continue.
Because you look in the papers today.
Wednesday was hot.
You look in the paper today. Uh-huh. You got Arinthia Komolafe.
Who?
Arinthia Komolafe.
Who that?
Everything going well, Afe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still around?
Was she in the papers today?
What'd she say?
She's in the papers. She's talking about COP29 and talking on those particular
things.
She penned an entire thing there. Right? And we got amplified calls from the Free National Movement. Do they smell blood in the water?
That's like, I just said you. Told me that the other day. Who is that? And I said, they talking. Everybody talking. You don't get what I got to tell you yet? We have not heard people talk this way. I mean, she has been in the paper now and then, but yes, give her credit for that. But these people are now talking, especially Wednesday, if you were able to participate or to listen in on Howard Grant's The Foundation. These people came out of the cave and started talking.
They was in the cave?
And that's where it was.
I don't know if it was a cave.
I think it was afraid of Jezebel. I don't know who Jezebel is. But that's what Elijah did. He hid in the cave. Until God told him, now, there's a whole lot of y'all out there, but you can come out the cave now. So when they found out they got a sword that could kill 1,000 prophets, they said, Jesus, we got to come out this cave. Because they see blood. They see the victory. They smell it.
I just want to be very clear with the Free National Movement, though. Victory is not going to come by default.
It normally does.
Yeah, but you got to work, though.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today.
It's not the kind of victory that you want. No, but
let's talk about that today. I told you, let's talk about that today. Because
that's not the kind of victory that you want. You don't want a default victory. That's not a champion's posture.
But that's what we want to talk about today. It doesn't take a champion in this country to be victorious. It takes
opportunity. We keep having an issue because no one's championing the cause of the Bahamian people.
But listen, Howard.
We need a champion.
This has been the culture over the last 20, 25 years. I do believe people are now listening to 96.9 FM Guardian Radio, The Foundation. I do believe people's minds are now opening up. When I get calls in the middle of the night, 11 o'clock p.m., and people are still talking about the conversation that is on your show, you know the impact is real. When I have a show on a Sunday, and people calling me about the show on Sunday, I come back and you allow me to come to your show on Wednesday, and I'm back here again on Friday. People say, well, wait, Jesus, these two fellas, them here, they talking sense. So now that it has been established that this program, Howard, is not a PLP program. This is not an FNM program. This is not a third-party program. This is a program of truth, because the only way to repair the foundation is to build it honestly and truthfully. If your foundation isn't built properly, then your building is in vain. Can I get an amen?
I can give you amen.
Thank you.
I rest an amen right there for you, right? Okay. But I say the truth, though. I keep thinking about the Free National Movement and their enthusiasm, their excitement. I get a lot of calls, even when I'm sitting here on the show, my phone light up with persons who I know.
Yes,
within
personal,
the organization.
Personally,
right?
Yes.
And, I never say who these persons are, but my phone light up. And then after the show, my phone lights up with these particular persons. I get calls, I get texts, and all in my Facebook Messenger. People talking
after the show.
After the show,
you already put in your 2 hours. You already put in your preparation
time.
But
they won't talk after that.
But after the show, people are still talking.
Let's talk after this.
Yeah.
You see, but I don't want your enthusiasm to run ahead of you.
But I think we can chop it up today, Howard.
Yeah. Don't allow your...
You're not giving no Christmas presents today?
Your enthusiasm... No. You know Christmas presents, man.
No. You look like Santa Claus. Your children see you as Santa Claus. Yeah, you got the posture. You got the look on your face. You're smiling all the time. Either you're Buddha or you're Santa Claus. Which one are you?
I don't say ho, ho, ho.
You ain't talking to hoes.
No, I don't bother with that, right? But you know, I just think about the Free National Movement and I think about their posture. I believe that, and I think it's important that we actually state it out the way that we are. I thought about it for the past 2 days. Since Wednesday's conversation, I thought about it and I said to myself, has the Prime Minister even taken into consideration what he was doing?
No, he didn't have to.
Because it was almost a knee-jerk reaction right after the victory in 2021 that he went to COP26. It was a knee-jerk reaction, right? And, we get a couple of calls and persons, saying, had some conversations with persons saying that he's running after the legacy of what's happening, or the building of this kind of a legacy of what's happening with Mia Motley. And always trying to be able to put himself in this kind of position of familiarity to say that I know Mia Motley, so forth and so on. But I don't know whether or not, I don't think that, it won't be decent in this kind of a space. I won't be decent in this space. The people that support Mia Motley, the organizations, the efforts, the ideas behind Mia Motley is not the people that support our Prime Minister. Now, we could have another type of prime minister to get this kind of a support. If you, I'm reading into my notes.
Hey, it's Friday, man.
Read into my innuendos.
We will survive the weekend.
Read into it, okay? I just want to be decent as I say this. Our prime minister is a strong black man. And in this kind of a position, he has a history that follows him. He's been in politics some time. And that kind of affiliation with politics is not going to lend him this sort of an idea to champion anything. He's trying, and he tried his endeavor best. However, Trump came in, mashed that down entirely.
Well, we got to talk about this, Howard. You know, we got to talk about this.
This is over.
I know you got some guests coming in the studio in short order. You already got a phone call. I don't know what they want to talk about because we ain't even started talking yet. Maybe it's an overflow from Wednesday's conversation. I don't know.
Also, my telephone is ringing.
What the heck is going on in this country? I almost thought that was a box full of collect they're bringing in the studio.
No, they're going to bring in the box to come and talk about these particular things, guys.
Oh, that's what that box is.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the raffle and pulling those things. We got everybody's coming in the studio with us and let them introduce themselves and whatnot. We're going to be pulling this stuff right after that. We're going to dive deeper into this conversation to talk about the fact that this is not going to be no gift giving.
No.
This ain't going to be no gift giving just for the Free National Movement. It's going to be time to work. You got to be able to put yourself to work. And that's where sustainability is. So we're going to have a good conversation about it. Now, stick and stay and make sure that you call your friends to listen in to see if you won that $180. Talk to me. See if you get a little change this weekend and be able to enjoy yourself. And probably watch a movie or do something. I don't know what you do, what you like to do. Get one little conch salad, one little $20 conch salad. See if you can be able to do something.
But group of dinner, $30.
Group of dinner, my God, that's half the thing.
Yeah. $30.
Jesus, God. So
my God.
You might have to go buy a group and cook that. Guys, stay tuned with us. I'm sorry. Stay tuned with us, right? I'm thinking about this group, right? Stay tuned with us. We're going to be back and talk about this 180th anniversary that's celebrating with us here at Guardian Radio. We're going to be pulling some stuff to talk about that during this time. Put your ears close to the speaker. You might hear a name call. We're going to be right back after this.
The ghetto, you know. Mother, don't forget your little wine. Father, don't forget your little wine. Silver bells, silver bells. Soon it's Christmas time in the ghetto. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, bladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
All right, good afternoon, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The studio is ram-packed. Make sure you check us out on guardiantalkradio.com, guardiantalkradio.com, for all transparency and let you to know that we're putting our hand in the box to be able to see these particular things. We got some great people in the studio with us today. 44 years, my God. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Bob.
You got to come to the mic, man. 44
good
years.
You know
you're
talking to the mic.
44 years.
44 years and counting.
And you look like you're 24.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good thing.
You
that's
look
a good
young.
Thing. But I think Mr. Lexi will probably been here longer.
Yeah.
Yes, welcome to the Nassau Guardian 180th promotion giveaway.
This is exciting.
And today, you could be the lucky winner. All you have to do is purchase a paper or 10 papers maybe. And you can put it in the box. And you have the opportunity to win.
So they got to circle the logo, right?
Wherever you see the logo,
you just circle that logo, put your name and all the information in there, come into the Nassau Guardian, pop it in the box, and then just wait for us to be able to call you and say, come pick up your little thing.
Your little thing, yeah.
Praise
God. Cash.
And cash money.
And it's a tinted logo now.
It's a tinted logo.
And it's behind the text, or it may be, you know, in a white spot, but it's visible.
But you got to look for it.
You got to look for it.
So all the people who don't read the paper.
Howard, you understand what's going on?
Just to give you an opportunity to read the paper.
Just how they do the election with ballot box.
Right.
Now, who name come out? I think there's be fixed sometime, but I don't think any fixed situation in this place, but we can find out today. After 180 years, they got plenty of experience in this.
Well, we
no stammer.
It may be good for probably some of those guys are vying for political office.
Yeah, I learned something today. How to do this thing.
Well, they can figure it out. They'll figure it out. So who we got going on today? What we got going on today? We're going to shake up the box. Ladies and gentlemen, please check us out.
Check us out.
We got
GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can be able to see us shaking up the box. Don't take nobody yucking nothing out of their pocket. It's in the box.
It's in the box. We would have liked a customer to come and pick it.
Even follow
sure.
This week.
Or probably we'll let him pick.
You want me to pick?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or Howard.
Don't pick your cousin. Go ahead.
Ready?
Put your hand there.
Hey, listen, they got some beautiful staff down here. Guardian boy. Yeah. I didn't let the beautiful woman pick that out the box. You gotta let an angel do this. You can't let the devil do this. Why is the devil? So let the angel do this.
Oh, yeah.
One female in the room, let her pick. You want me to shake it up one more time so you can pick?
Shake it up one more time. That's the lucky shake.
Whoa! Jesus God, all the thing fall out. One more time. Everything fall out, ladies and gentlemen. They had a secret compartment on the side there. Everything fall out. Let's put them back in there. Make sure everybody got a nice balanced play and opportunity. One more on there. See one more on the table right there. See one more on the table
right
there.
Behind you.
Oh, okay. You ain't got
no
newspaper with my name on it?
No, I ain't got no. Shake it up. This is Stevie S.A. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You ready? The lucky winner this week is Andrew Williams.
Andrew Williams.
Andrew Williams.
$180.
Yes.
Now everybody calling Andrew Williams today. Oh. Lunch on Andrew Williams.
Andrew, come down here. Down to the Guardian, Nassau Guardian, just bring your ID, bring all the information. Your telephone number should be on here. So yes. We have your telephone number also. Come down to the Nassau Guardian. We're located on Carter Street, right there by University Drive in the back of Extra Value by Little Caesars. You know exactly where we are. You drop the thing here. So come down. Pick up your $180 cash money.
Boss, I shake the box now. I shake the box. It's God Rosemarrow. I shake the box. I make sure you get to the top. Andrew Williams, it's God Rosemarrow. Don't forget me now. Are you coming up here at 2 o'clock?
This year, the public services act.
I need that little contract.
Andrew Williams, come down here and get your stuff. We got everything available for you. Cash money. You got some Blue Marlins this weekend. I hope you didn't know nobody. Now they know you got it. Guys, we're going to take this quick commercial break and get back next week. Next week is the last week. Next week is the last week that we're going to do this, guys. Make sure you pick up and purchase your Guardian newspaper. Look for the logo. Circle that. Put your name, put your number, and drop it in the box. This $1. Is good Christmas money. You can't beat this. You spend $1, you made $180. You can't beat that.
That's $179.
It can't beat that. So enjoy that. I want to thank you all so very kindly for being able to join us.
Thank you, Mr.
Decent people.
Thank you, Bahamas.
180 years celebrating that here at the
National
Guardian.
You don't tell nobody how to wait for 44 years, eh?
Oh, it's easy, man.
Wait for the Guardian. Stay out of people's way.
Only could be for the Guardian.
Guys, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Thanks a lot.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
My boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Oh, please, don't you rock my boat. No, no, 'cause I don't want my boat.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, giving you some vibes. We're giving you some vibes because there is sort of a yearning in the atmosphere to satisfy my soul. Talk to me. There was a yearning in the atmosphere. It seems as though there is a shift. At the beginning of my program that we did, even from the summertime, Garth is sitting here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check us out, guardiantalkradio.com. At the beginning of our program, when we initially did the Sober series, right? Stay Sober Bahamas, right? We talked about this. We've gone through the Sober series. We went through the Integrity series. We had Garth Roseborough as one of the speakers. We had Hervis Bain as one of the speakers. We had Ambassador Devin Roll as one of the speakers. And it was a wonderful series. I really enjoyed that. And then we came back and we went through discerning leadership, right? Or dissecting, sorry, dissecting leadership, a constituency-first approach. Now, I take a lot of flack for that. But, you know, I just try to be innovative and creative and create packages for you and present that to you, right? You remember like, you remember Philz back in the day? You remember Philz?
Oh, man.
You remember the packages?
Cases and cases.
You remember little packages? The lines and lines. Yeah, everybody get a little package.
3 to 5,000.
Yeah. Everybody get a little package. Mm-hmm. I wanted to set up some packages for you. Information packages, education packages, exposure, and understanding. And the objective of why I do this like this is because I have an objective. I do. And I don't think it's a secret. I have an objective to educate, inform, and empower our listening audience. Mm-hmm. Right? That's it. I just need to be educated, informed, and empowered. I want you to be drunk. That's why I say the Sober series. I don't want you to be drunk. I want you to be sober when you're deciding the next leader. I want you to be very clear about this particular thing. I want you to be able to look at their integrity. That's why we did the integrity series. And then I want to dissect their leadership, not from the prime minister standpoint, but right in your constituency. Because some of us, we supersede that. We go over our constituency representative and look at the prime minister and say, we don't like this man. We're voting everybody out. So all that we have done, it seems as though we were on good course. Mm-hmm. We started to dissect these leaders. We said, this one is good, this one not so good. This one is all right. This one could do better if they fix this, this, and this. This one not so good. I think they need to change this one. This is what we went through. All 39 members, we dissected it, and we gave them grades. And at the end of that conversation, less than a week and a half, 2 weeks out, all I could hear is, we coming for Brave. Mm. That's crazy, Garth. All we do, is it in vain?
Okay, listen.
Talk to me now.
Listen, Howard. I totally enjoyed Wednesday's show because I felt the surge. I felt the difference. I felt the shift, right? Everywhere you went throughout the island of New Providence, you felt the shift. So what it tells me is that no matter who critique your polls, the evidence is now apparent.
It's apparent
that
my polls was on point.
It's on point. So
I could have been off by a couple, but ain't nothing to talk about.
You talk with variables and so forth and so on. Okay, all is now pass and mute. Now, the silent Free National Movement, I use the word silent because they've been talking a lot, but they've not been speaking to the heart. I've said this before. The weakness of the Free National Movement's leadership has nothing to do with just talking. It's the fact that they're not having an in-depth conversation with the Bahamian people that permeates the heart. You see, when people can feel what you're saying and say, you know what, there's sensibility in what you're saying, there's some proof in the pudding that it can be better, we're not getting that from the royal opposition. What we're getting is a potential of a default victory. The same default victory that you and I both agreed on is not good for the Bahamian people. Let me prove it to you. The leader of the royal opposition sits as Michael C. Pintard. Mm-hmm. Decent guy, noble guy, people like him. He has a great personality. So does Brave. Let me put it square to you. Now, for the most part, Michael C. Pintard is the former Minister of Agriculture, yes? Mm-hmm. But yet today, he's complaining about the cost of living in the Bahamas. How can you do that? When you were the Minister of Agriculture, did you put anything in place to ensure that Howard Grant and his family, that the average Bahamian citizen and their family can have provisions that have been produced, agriculturalized here in our country and brought to the table to cut the cost of importation so that we ourselves can have good food on the table? You're now saying on last Wednesday's show that we now have to make, what they said, a choice. We got to make a decision to choose not the popular brands, but we got to choose some other.
That's what Rupert says.
Yeah. That's where we are right now. That's the cost of living conversation that we're now having. Or should we have had a conversation that I'm the former Minister of Agriculture, we can get more affordable food if we grow it, number one. Number two, Peru offers us better food. Costa Rica, Brazil, whatever. we can lower the cost of food in this country, but you need to give me an opportunity to do so. You're not saying to us what the solution is. You're saying to us the same thing what Howard is saying, what every other show host is saying, what the people on the street are saying. Hey, the cost of living is too high. We know that. You don't have to tell us that. We know that. Our stomachs are grumbling. We hungry. Tell us now how you're going to fix this problem and where we're going to get this food
can
from.
Can I tell the FNM how to do this?
Don't tell them, because that's free consultation, man.
I should tell them how to do
this. No, you're trying to be the chairman of the FNM. Don't do that.
I'm not trying to be the chairman.
But you are.
I rebuke you right now.
But you are.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jesus.
You can rebuke all you want. I ain't listening.
Glory to God.
You saw the fellow with the glasses. He can't hear once he had the glasses
sir,
on.
Sir.
The wife
said, I ain't trying to be no... them days have come and gone for me.
No, man.
I'm done with that.
Okay, tell them how to fix it then. Since you feel generous.
The Free National Movement needs to be proactive in their approach.
I just said that.
Their proactivity can't just be...
talk.
In talk.
No.
It has to be how the Anglicans put in a trifecta. In talk, in thought, word...
and deed.
Hey, Jesus. Come on, now, talk to me.
I smart. I know these things.
You smart. I like it.
Yes, and this is what I'm saying.
You're right here with me.
Don't give us no free bottles of water.
It got to be in thought...
give us a solution.
In word, and in deed. There is no need to have a conversation. All of us has information about where we can access these things from.
Okay.
Statistically, there is information about what exists in other parts of the world. Okay. We know Brazil is major importers, exporters of all these particular things. Brazil got beef. They got everything.
Costa Rica got bananas.
They got everything.
Okay, then.
They got these things.
But it's everything coming from the north and it's expensive.
But you got everybody pack up in the FNM headquarters. You already didn't identify who could do these things and capabilities. So
yes.
You identify some consultants within the Free National Movement. This is what you do.
Yes.
This is what you do.
Yes.
You identify some consultants. You put $65,000 aside. This is what you do.
They got that, eh?
Yeah, they got that.
You think so?
Of course they got that.
Where they get it from?
They could get it.
They could get it, but do they have it?
They get it. They could get it. It's light work.
That's like how people look at me and say, God got it, you know.
Listen,
you think he really got it?
The FNM could get it. You put $65,000 aside.
Okay.
You identify X amount of persons, small contingents, maybe 5 people, 4 people to be able to go to these particular things. You identify accounts, you identify logistics, you identify the product, you identify these particular things, and you go to these particular spaces and start having conversations about these things. You do it separate and apart. You are shadow government.
Yes.
You are shadow government.
And that opportunity exists.
So you
right
go
now.
There, you go to these particular places, you go to Jamaica, you go to these places, you start to be able to harnessed all this information and you collectively compile that. Once you compile this information, you go to the organization and say, this is the approach that we're going to take. You realize that Trump ain't even hit the first 100 days. He already working.
He working. And listen, people shaking.
Trump, people shaking.
People
everybody
shaking
falling in line around
yes,
the world.
Yes.
You know why? Because Trump did his work a long time.
Okay. So you said something that's very powerful, right? You said to go to places like Jamaica, et cetera, consultation, et cetera. I heard you. You got to go to these places. I heard that. But before you go to those places, you got to go to Andros. You got to go to Abaco. You got to go to Eleuthera. You got to go to Acklands. You got to go to Exuma. You got to go to Meguana. Find out what is the potential maximum agricultural yield from the Bahamas.
And then you bring somebody in from
and
Brazil.
And then once we find out what the potential high yield is, based on hurricanes, based on devastation, what is the minimum yield that we're looking at? And if there's a minimal yield in the seventh year, where do we source this food from? If there's a maximum yield, how do we preserve it? How do we can these items? How do we manufacture these items? How do we export these items? He should have had a plan. This man was the Minister of Agriculture.
Is it now? I think you've blown it out of proportion with this minister thing.
Oh, you think so?
Let me tell you why.
Okay, listen.
The minister solely, he or she, they serve at the pleasure of the prime minister.
Negate that.
They serve at the pleasure
listen
of the prime
to
minister.
Me, because I sit in your office, and even though I may say yes, sir, to you, while I'm sitting in that air-conditioned office, like you said, I'm making calls to Jamaica, calls to Brazil, calls to Costa Rica, because one day... you are no longer going to be the prime minister. And I may be the potential prime minister. And guess what I have in my hand? Information.
Yeah, but ambition has put you in that position.
So you saying the man don't have no ambition?
No, I'm not talking about him as an individual.
Well, that's what you're saying.
I'm saying collectively as ministers. The only thing that can propel them to do that is ambition.
But you're telling me this man had no ambition then? Because I need to hear a plan.
Well, his ambition has already yielded what he has to. He is now the leader of the Free National Movement.
So when you start talking about the leader of the Free National Movement and talk about the cost of living, what now validates you to talk about this?
His validation is the fact that he's in this particular position. His validation is the fact that we understand that we were under a totalitarian, all-inclusive mindset under Minnis, and he couldn't do anything.
Do you realize Minnis gave people food on the parks? You realize that?
Yeah.
That even though the country was shut down, we still got food on the park, right? Our light was still on. The water was still on. Even though he may have been a poor manager in our estimation,
but are we paying for that
he
now?
Still provided those
Are we
things.
Paying for that now?
We ain't getting nothing for this whole 5 years.
Are we beating the PLP for
the PLP
what we
do
have
nothing
to pay
yet.
For?
They ain't doing nothing yet to feed nobody, to keep no light on, to keep no water on, to do nothing. This government was talking about climate change, so that one is passed. This government who wants to now come in, what are you bringing to the table? You can't just complain about this one who ain't do nothing and say you're better than the one before who was doing something. You got to bring something. That's what he said, Howard Grant. Bring something to the table. You can't just talk this thing.
And
like
if you're national movement, in your view,
they talking. They ain't bringing that. But talking conversation. I saw this conversation on the beach with them people who drinking rum and Guinness and Colec. They talking the same thing with Michael Pinard talking. Ain't nothing new.
And but they sitting down talking the same way.
They sitting down talking, playing checkers and dominoes and drinking and having a good time.
But when I say that, the people don't like when I say that.
Man, it's the truth.
When I tell people they're sitting down 78% of the time, we see them. Jesus Lord. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't moving. They don't like when I say things like that. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Hey, my brother. What's happening with you?
God Burroughs. Let me apologize to you first, Lisa.
Mm-mm. You don't want to apologize. You want his potty? Hold on. You don't want no apology. He want his potty and white him out.
If I knew that he was coming there today.
Well, he here now.
He here now.
I would announce it, Vance.
I supposed to bring him his stuff. So I could have presented him live on the radio.
Okay, good. Well, he here now.
We
will be here till 2.
Coming back to Guardian Radio, Godbird.
We will be here till 2. You can't set it up for this.
I got to see how I organize a ride to come and get me.
They close on Sunday. The place closed on Sunday. I be on Sunday, but that place closed.
Man, they don't be closed. They close on Sunday. I talk about when you're going to be back on the show.
Next week, Wednesday. And the Wednesday after that, God spare our life, we will be out at Edmund Moxing. Giving out food again.
Road?
Yeah.
Good sport.
We can
good
be
sport.
Up by Edmund Moxie giving out food again. So okay, you can join me, God?
But listen to me, sir.
Yeah.
Listen to me. The Mr. Pintar and his team may have some plants, but you got to vote them in for them to do their plant. They ain't doing nothing until they win. As long as they don't win, you don't know what type of plants they got.
Well, they seem as though...
A thing on crime, but they got to win.
No, they said that before, and we ain't got nothing on crime. They said that before, that they had a solution for crime, and we got nothing.
They got to win in order
no,
for
they,
them
no,
to
No, 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 no. This time, you can't just wait to win. We ain't into that this time.
Well, that's what they said.
If
that's
we wait to win, we might as well stick with what we got, which is nothing. And if he wants something, we must have got to go back to the previous FNM leader, who at least give us something. He had attitude, he was disgusting, he was rude, but at least he give you something. These two ain't giving us nothing.
But that one who gone, who you call rude, he give me a $10,000 water bill in a house.
Man, I give him $5,000.
You got a leak under your house, eh?
Nothing. We had three licensed plumbers run everything all over my
you
floor.
You ain't call me.
Looking for gold.
Call me then.
Nothing.
Let me check it for you. But you got
to
have your party ready, though.
Closing, Mr. Burr. I am a PLP supporter.
Even when they do nothing?
But this time around...
When they don't do nothing, you still a supporter?
Listen
to me.
He say, but this time.
I am a PLP supporter.
Okay, listen.
But I made up in my mind, I'm voting for the best candidate.
Hold on. Wait.
Man, you ain't gonna bring no more.
You
money.
Just come here the other day and tell me all about Patricia DeVoe.
Hold on.
And how she's the best candidate.
Hey. I voted for.
You.
Oh Jesus!
you see, you turned me. You turned me
wrong. I am supporting the best candidate.
So who's the FNM candidate who's coming in there?
FNM right now. I'm riding not like that no more. I have been around the PLB from 1987.
Explain that for me, please, Howard.
And there are some people who just came in the PLB 2 years, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago.
And they straight.
Tell me more than people I've been around over 30 years.
My God.
This loyalty, they ain't like loyalty. Look at your loyalty, like Mr. Mitchell say, nothing for nothing, leave nothing, so I ain't got nothing to lose, I ain't got nothing.
Well, that is true.
But I am going with the best candidate in these constituencies now. Wherever I can help, somebody who I know when they get into parliament, they're not only about the greedy, they're about the little needy, they're about the little fellow on the road, man.
Mm-hmm.
These little fellas on the road are waking up.
But I sense maturity and growth in you. I see you. You're growing and understanding, and I appreciate your call, man. This has been a powerful call. And since you grow, I tell how forgiving I am as a man. You ain't got to bring me no party and no
bring him party no more.
Invite him all. I good.
He's a man of his word.
No, man, let him keep that.
Let him bring the party.
I like how this man thinking now.
You still got to get the party.
Howard Grant me this morning, just this morning. That's why I feel like this now.
You can be here now.
There were two young men came by my yard this morning. And they're no Haitians. These Bahamian young boys.
Mm-hmm.
One get a lawnmower. The next one get the rake and the cutlass and thing and ask me if they could clean my yard. My yard ain't need to clean. I tell him to clean it.
And what happened? So why
I
are you
told
mad?
Him to clean it.
So why are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to show you these young people won't work.
Well, then you should tell the PLP. Why you don't call Patricia DeVoe and tell her that?
She knows that.
Well,
so you said to me she may not be the best. What you saying?
What she's doing, and I could brag about it.
My property in Bamboo Town, I got some bush next to that. Tell them to clean that for my place. You know where I live in Bamboo Town. My house right there. Tell them to clean the bush for me. You know where I live in the back of Porky's. Tell them clean that bush where they told them old fridge and stuff next to my property to make me look bad. Tell them move all of them, please, because I ain't told them there. Yeah, I ain't told them there.
They're still there now today.
Yes, sir. I just paid the clean one on the right.
Let me get my next telephone call.
Yeah, man, do that.
ASP straps.
Yeah, man, do that.
And I will give her the direction for them. They're cleaning up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, they're coming from Lower Road heading east.
Okay.
So I don't know if they reached to you yet.
No.
But they're cleaning up.
Okay.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. Let me get the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, my brother. What's happening?
I got to ask you.
Man, I enjoying life, boy. Life is short, but it's a beautiful life. Especially being a Bahamian.
I listened to your guys. I just heard Mr. Raman. He just come off another show of another radio station too, talking about how good the PLP doing and Anglican. Oh, believe me, I listen to all the shows them, so he can't bullshit me. He is Patricia DeVoe.
Uh-huh.
So if the good Lord come and say, hey, I run in, he going with Patricia DeVoe.
That's how they go for true.
See, and another thing, we have to always remember, Minister and Pintard never had a good relationship.
But Pintard was in Minister's cabinet, though.
Don't make a difference. He couldn't do no better. Minister couldn't do no better. If Minister had a chance where he couldn't run Pintard, Pintard wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have been an F&M candidate. Believe me. Things people know out there, you will be surprised. Yeah?
Wow.
And listen to me. The prime minister is the one with all the money. If the prime minister say, no, you don't get nothing, you don't get nothing. I hear Tony Quest cry in the House of Assembly. Cry.
Why?
Ruben Raman cry for the people in Pinewood Gardens. And the prime minister say, we ain't got nothing for that area neither. So believe me, when we talk, the prime minister, that's why when we vote now, we voting to get the head man out, the man worker say, hey, I don't want nothing, no water on bread basket tomorrow, and sign it, and that's the end of that.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So always remember, when we voting now, it's getting the head man. And Brad Davis, get ready. Get ready.
Get ready for what?
To get the hell out of the... You
that's what I want here. Okay.
You need to do it. You need to
driving around and got bread basket. I got to pay $127 for one medication. And I got like 7 or 8 of them I got to take.
Jesus.
And I ain't waking. So you think I can let bread, baby? I love my member of parliament. I ain't God nails. But guess what? He lost me. Because guess what? I ain't going to vote for him. So bread, baby, could be the leader no more.
Mm-mm.
I ain't stupid like that.
Wow. How old are you now, let me ask? How old are you?
I love my member of parliament.
How old are you?
Mr. Bolaeg.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you now?
Pardon?
How old are you?
65. I just turned 65.
Wow. 7 medication.
Oh, and I had 2 heart attacks, and they tell me they can't even do the work out here. I have to either go to Cuba or Jamaica or go to the States.
You ain't got Princess Margaret?
And while Brave Davis trying to get climate change, he should be trying to put things in the hospital bay. Many other people, including all the running one, could get their heart fixed and things. I need climate change today, next year, you know, or 10 years from now. I need medication and stuff today.
This is a dangerous call. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for your telephone call.
And he like EPLP representative.
You put everything out there on the table.
He like EPLP representative, but he ain't voting for him. He weren't with the leader. You got to get rid of the leader.
I appreciate your telephone call.
Jesus,
that's a strong one. Let me take one other line. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Howard. And
good afternoon. That's God, man. What's happening with you? That's God.
I mean God. Hey, look here. I hope you guys getting the trend what's going on in this country, gentlemen.
Let me hear the trend.
I don't know why you're all trying to dodge around it, God, right? I don't know really why you're all trying to dodge around it.
Okay, help me.
You're scared.
I ain't never scared, but go ahead. Let me hear what you say.
Right? The PLP and the F, right?
Uh-huh.
The people, they're not trying in this country because the legacy with both parties where everybody with a cell phone in their hands could see. Ain't attractive to the women. People are leaving the PLP and the FLM, and it appears that the media don't even want to mention where they are going. So let me bring you up the date where they're going. They are going to the COI. Because why? We already then understand that the PLP and the FLM, they're not interested in doing nothing to make this country better other than getting elected officials richer after becoming elected.
Okay.
That's all they demonstrate now.
So let me ask you a question. As third-party leader, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
The COI made a whole idea of carbon credits. Yes?
It's 1 o'clock, guys. It's 1 o'clock. I got to be able to take
this after the break.
We got to be able to take this after the break, right? 1 o'clock. We got to be able to get to the news. Stick and stay with us, guys. The number's going to be out there. I want you to be able to join us as we continue to talk about national leadership right after this.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat. I don't want my boat to rock me. Oh, please, don't you rock my boat. No, no, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocked.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. We're getting closer to Christmas, guys. I hope that you can feel that Christmas spirit. We're trying to be able to make it as jubilant as possible, really talking about real national issues, issues that need to be dissected and identified accordingly, issues that needs to be able to no longer just kind of skip over and just being able to choose the lesser of two evils, but being able to make a decisive decision mm-hmm. about the approach that we're going to be able to make for the next 5 years in this world. Listen, to this next 5 years ain't gonna be no easy years.
Mm-mm.
Can I say that?
Mm-mm.
Is it okay to say that? These next 5 years ain't gonna be all your children in the United States of America that's undocumented coming home. The price of living going up. Hurricanes intensifying. Issues around the world going up. All these things are happening on a day-to-day basis. Your children, some of them getting ruder. My God. Things are happening in this world. And if you don't have all the education you have, all the information you have, and as you look at the end of the month at your bill, at your money, at your pay stub, and you realize how much money and effort and time that you've put into yourself for development, you can realize this is going to be a rough one. This ain't going to be no easy 5 years.
But you want to see what's happening here?
Trump in.
Your headline says in The Guardian, unfair decision on fuel margin hike. Now, we saw the retailers crying for years.
And
for years.
Mr. Wilson said nothing.
He ain't say a word.
The whole time.
Everything cool.
He was waiting.
Everything cool.
If the government acquiesced to them, then the government got acquiesced to us.
So the retailer now getting 25 cents on his gasoline, on his diesel.
It's unfair.
So it's unfair now because that 25 cents and 50 cents comes from...
What about the wholesalers?
Uncle Frankie, the wholesaler.
What about the wholesalers?
So if you take giving them more from my money, when I getting my money, is what he's really asking.
The reality is, it's not fair. In so September, the government announced that the realtors will receive 25 cents increase on their gas margin and 15 cents increase on their diesel margin.
Yes.
The increases came after the agitation by retailers who lamented the impact of the low margins and profitability. David's administration was for a long time. Listen, this is a strong thing.
I want to say something what you said. I want to quote you.
Go ahead.
The retailers definitely had a plan. Remember that all those all those times when they shut down the gas station, nobody could get
this
gas.
This is what I was looking for. I was looking for this.
Now, Frankie, have a plan.
Right. This is what he says.
Uncle
he said,
Frankie,
it's not fair. Yeah. To be quite honest, this is what I was looking for. I skip over it. I was looking for
to
this.
Be honest. Right.
He said it's not fair to be quite honest, but the wholesalers have to accept the fact that the retailers make the noise and the politicians listen to them.
Now, guess what's going to happen?
That's too heavy what he said. You know?
But if you give Uncle Frankie back his 25 cents or his 15 cents, now who doesn't have a plan? The people.
We all put out a plan.
So that means the price of gas goes up for us.
We
so
always left
we're looking plan. Now at almost reaching, what, almost $6 for a gallon of gas if we stay true to this conversation. If the wholesalers are to get the increase.
Now, I don't want to get prophetic, and I don't want to be able to give, you know, socioeconomic insight.
Tell me
but
why.
But I believe that with Trump in, and the focus that I believe that he would place on coal, on gas, on LNG, so forth and so on, I believe that we will see a reduction because they're no longer going to go to Russia to be able to get these particular things. Right? But America, which has been producing these particular, these gases for a very long time, is now going to be in the business of being able to push those offshore. So we will see a reduction, if only for 18 to 36 months. This is what I think. Okay? We've already seen the stock market take a leap. Since Trump came in, everybody is excited. They're spending their money. Things are moving. They understand that taxes are going to be able to be reduced, that rich people are going to be able to preserve their money, that poor people are going to be able to get incentives, so forth and so on. And things are going to start moving. That's how currency moves.
Yes.
Trump knows this. Trump knows this. So from this particular point, I believe even though they will see an increase, because the government has to acquiesce now.
Okay.
The government has to acquiesce now.
So what happens then?
What good for Peter? Gotta be good for
people. Now your bus fare gotta go up.
Everything gotta go up.
Your taxi fare gotta go up.
Everything gotta go up.
Okay. I just had to let you know. And then that group we was talking about for $30 for the meal, that gotta go up to 48.
Like 40 or 45.
Yeah.
Easy.
That's how this thing is gonna work.
That's how it's gonna happen.
And so the average Bahamian doesn't get a pay increase. And if we do even give a minimum wage increase, then who complains next?
But even though, listen, watch me.
The employer now is gonna complain that you
want
to increase his wages. But what about me, the owner of the company?
Gowan Bo is another minimum wage increase without increased business revenue would be naive.
Thank you very much.
He won't be decent, as he said, naive, but it'd be stupid.
Yes.
It'll be stupid. If you give a minimum wage increase and there's no increase in the productivity of work, if I ain't getting more business coming through my front door, and I, listen, why? How can I give you more money if I'm making it?
Okay,
it's simple.
So, the small businessman in the country has always been encouraged by the government to say, you know what? We like small business. We like you people who trying to do a little business, right? So the other day, Howard, I wanted to share this with you. I was looking for a car part for the Jeep. I called around. No one had it available. I called one of the people that actually service the government vehicles, and I asked how much is for this one part. For my AC compressor, the quote I was given, special order, was $2,500
by this retailer.
I want you to listen to what I'm saying to you. I go on that online retailer that we cut the deal with now to bring things to the Bahamas. I ain't calling their name. Guess how much a part costs? $160.
And you're getting it straight from Amazon.
I ain't call their name. Why you call their name?
No, I say Amazon.
I ain't promoting them.
I say Amazon.
They ain't give you no money for your show.
The whole world, the whole Bahamas promoting
them. They ain't give us no money for our show.
No, I know.
Okay, but I just simply saying to you, look at the cost difference. But look at what I also said to you just now. The people who service our government vehicle charging $2,500 for a part that you and I could get for $160. So if you believe in small business people, why can't you give me $300 for the little parts I can make $150? If you love your people, Mr. Government. That's what I say to you. You rather give that one man a whole $2,300 to be his friend than to give me a little $300 so I can make $150 to get the same part?
That's a balanced society. That's what
that's what you call balanced society. Yeah. But guess what? With that same phone the man just called in and talked about, we could see these things. We could see these things on our cell phones now. So now we understand you don't really care about us. This is not a problem with the change of government and politics in the country.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon again.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Garth.
Yes, sir.
And Howard, my brothers, right? We have to come to this conclusion that where there's no vision, people perish. And you all see the Bayman people are perishing literally, right? And that's because we don't have no visionary leaders. Our leaders, again, right? They are people what are only interested in keeping the status quo in place. Those people happens to be FLM and PLP. Nobody could run from that, right? Right. Speaking from as a former FLM, right? Nobody could run from the fact that the FLM and the PLP are the problem for this country. Ain't nobody else, because ain't nobody else ever had the opportunity to try bring difference or better to the Bayman people. We had a report just the other day from our highest learning UB, right? And they said to us, and I mean, if being to take them serious, who we can take serious, right? They told the whole world that, like, we don't have no third, we don't have no more third, no middle class inside this country again, right? But listen to the things what can come out of our leaders' mouth when they said that, right? It's just keeping the status quo. So I'm going to say this again before we get cut off, right, to the north. The COI is where people are going to. It appears that the media playing a deaf ear, right? To what's going on the ground, to the COI and how people are resonating more to the COI and their policies. It ain't about no personality. See, the FNM and the PLP, they rely on personality, right? But that ain't gonna save them this time around, because personality cannot save my rent to go down, or cost my food bill to go down. Personality ain't gonna do that.
Let me share something with you. I
appreciate
you
calling, my brother. I can let you go.
I listened to you before, right? And like I said to you before you even established the COI, I had established the PNC, right, which was a coalition party. The reason why I backed down, I'm gonna tell you why I backed down as a political leader. When you see a scrap gang, I call the third party scrap gang, and I say this with authority, because when you see a scrap gang actually comes and becomes carnivorous and it wants to destroy its very own, when you have an organization that wants to dissolve all other third parties to become the one strong third party, I have an issue with that. There was no encouragement to other third parties to really come together strongly. There was a fight for leadership, and this is what we have experienced in the PLP and the FNM. So to let you know, the CEO different than the PLP and the FNM, it's all about the power and the glory. A lot of the platform that the COI stands on will not stand up in global society. It will not. I'm not asking you. You spoke about carbon credits. Right now, Donald Trump don't give two hoots but you and your carbon credits. So how is that going to work out for you? You talk about aragonite. You talk about crown land. Listen to the word crown land. It doesn't say Bahamas land. It says crown land. How are you going to overcome that? Who is your top superior people sitting in authority in this country? You got a governor general, you got a speaker of the house. Who stands above them? It can be you. Even if you became the prime minister, you have no say. You listen to what is being said to you because you're still a colony. I don't care how much independence you speak about to me, you still answer to the King of England. That's the bottom line. So you live in a country where we have many challenges, but it gives me all these hypothetics and all this fantasy and illusions. It cannot sway me. I was not prepared to get locked up like your leader. Getting locked up all over the place for what? For theatrics? I don't have time for nonsense. If you're going to change this country, give us sensible people who can put policies in place, present it to the Bahamian people, and show us how you take us from point A to point B. Right now, you're just going around in circles, talking a bunch of nonsense, getting people emotional and bent out of shape. I don't buy it.
Let me read a text. It says, "Boy, Howard, I agree with these callers. The FNM is not attractive at all.
None of them attractive.
The COI is full of broke people, so they really only sound good until they get a chance in the position.
It's emotional.
That they will be busy, and then they will be busy making sure to secure the property out west.
I know what you're talking about.
That's heavy what they said. So I don't trust the dream, but I know for sure IS make $2,500 a month. This is literally what, how they type it.
That's a IS
make $2,500 a month with one child, and I feel in the pressure. So I don't care what Brave doing about climate change.
Okay.
But I know I can't eat that. And my life or opportunities is no way better than it was 5 years ago. So I'm sorry, I have to roll the dices and take my chances with a new crew because these set and it, Brave got to go. This is a text coming
through. That came through on the break, and you read that to me, yeah, and it came through. And I just want to defend myself, Howard. I'm not saying that they're not good people in the COI. I think the deputy leader, I appreciate her. The whole strength of the leadership, I appreciate. What I'm saying to you Bahamian people is this. Howard took the time to sit on this show day after day, week after week, to discuss with you the 39 constituencies of this country. We took it, we tore it apart, and we had a discussion about individuals who want to represent you in this country, including that of the Prime Minister. If COI wants to replace any of these two, PLP or FNM, you have to bring us, number one, credible people. Number two, you got to put something on the table that we can buy. Right now, the people are not buying anything because you're not having an in-depth conversation to tell us how we're going to get from point A to point B. This is happening over the entire political divide in this country. We have slackened as a people when it comes to our political choices. This time, I want you to understand that wherever you sit in the 39 seats in this country, that we're going to tear each seat apart. If we have never seen you before, Howard Grant, you've never presented yourself to the community. You've never done anything for church. You've never done anything for your house. You've never done anything for your neighbor. You've never done anything for the job you work for. We do not want you. I don't care which hole you just crawled out of. Go back to the hole. And this time, the House of Assembly needs to have 39 people who want this country to be better. And we're not going to take no for an answer.
You know, the caller said something that is, is profound as I listened to him. He started to talk about no one else got a chance. Right. Then he starts to talk about visionary leaders. Right.
Yes.
Then he starts to talk about this idea about personality, which he meant was charisma.
Yes.
And then he starts to talk about the erosion of the third class. I mean,
yes.
And that was very good.
Right? I like that.
I like what he said. I wrote it down. Right?
Very powerful.
So I was listening to him and he says, no one got a chance. I don't like this language. I don't like this language because if we remember a time in our lives when we identify the fact that there was a time when the Labour Party went to the forefront with charisma, with passion, with insight,
yes,
with a month and a half, 2 months of education and exposure from the United States of America to come back and say, I've seen this. This is what I've seen,
yes,
in an environment where there's a very clear understanding and charge the people up to move towards that.
Yes.
See, the fact of the matter is that we need charisma. But it needs to be channeled in a way that it can pull people in to cause them to get up and move. No one cares about politics in this country. No one. You know who cares about politics in this country and the way the country is going? Mothers. That's it. The mothers in this country are concerned. The children in this country do not care. They render their vote to their mother.
Yes.
That's what they do. They ask, Mama, who we voting for? They render their vote to their mother. These political organizations have it mixed up. They are trying to cater entirely to a demographic who don't even care about them. Instead, they understand the issues that mama them come to the forefront and say, we got to fix this for my churin. We got to fix this. We got to fix these particular things. And then the party take on that line. If you are strategizing and preparing yourself to be able to deal with the demographic 18 to 26, they don't have no money. They don't have no job. They live with their mother. Most of them.
Mommy's everything or Grammy.
A Grammy, you are catering to a demographic only for an X, but you're not saying how you're going to change the country.
How would you hear what that lady said? What is the total minimum wage in dollars amount you would say? What's it, $240 a week, $250 a week?
I think it's $250.
Okay, so you're getting about $1,000 to $1,200 a month on a 5-week month? $1,000, okay. The lady said she makes $2,400 or $2,500 a month.
She make it double and a half.
Okay then, good. And what did she say to you just now?
She got one child.
And then what she said after that?
Listen, she can't even take it. She say she can't eat climate change.
Okay, and what she want to do next?
She can vote brave out.
Okay, now that's a woman who ain't on minimum wage.
She making $2,500 a month.
And she want him gone.
$2,500 a month with one child.
Yeah.
But that's still heavy.
Okay.
Because it ain't like Eric who had to pay $1,500 a month for the child to go to daycare. But you still got to pay $300-$400 a month to be able to put the child in daycare. That's only one child she got.
So imagine a woman on minimum wage.
Okay.
And you know, but the women them control the vote. That's why they're trying to get back to you now. And if the PLP can't see this, and if the FNM can't see this, then what are we talking about?
But I feel like everybody waking up. Let me take one more telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Howard, good afternoon. God.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, doctor.
Yeah. Hey, listen, God, I appreciate you so much as far as exposing the colonial type watchdog system that the colonial masters have left in place.
You saw I accept that in A. You saw how I slipped it in there, eh?
Yeah, but, you know, God, I respect you. You know, I don't know who you are, but, you know, bottom line, I know you have a mind in your ears for years. Now, listen to me. I don't want Howard to fight me, but this Howard's my boy. I enjoy Howard, you know, believe in me.
Yes, man, that's my boy.
Yes, what I'm saying is, now, just moving between A and B, FNM and PLP, you know, that's an equilibrium, so we are between a rock and a hard place. Now, I have some quick things I want to put in here. So, we you know, the call who talked about the lack of vision, and then I listened to Aaron and CA show, and I became livid. But I want to know where this money going. Anyhow, right? But this fine, and these billions of dollars worth of coins and treasury and whatever. We need to do some investigation on that. But they think filling up the country with poor migrants, you really think will help us? And so this is where we're going wrong. That will benefit the merchant class, filling up the country with poor migrants. Mm-hmm. And we're not addressing this problem. And then there's another narrative. I'd probably like to speak the line on this. People saying the population need to go forward, the economy need to grow. I don't buy into that BS. I really can't. I just can't. And here's where I have a problem, too. Howard Grant, did you guys read COVID-19 and the Great Reset? Mm-hmm. See, people didn't read that book. But in that book, they actually talk about inflation and something they use, degrowth. I everybody should know what the word degrowth means, but I'd like to speak with Lang to actually know what it actually means in the as it relates to the economy. So they are recommending a degrowth, right? So what I learned was inflation is a way to reduce consumption. You see what I'm saying? So people should read. I was trying to get people to read that book so they could be on this, up to par on the way I'm thinking here. And to be honest with you, when we look at the equilibrium that the country's being in, right? We can't get ahead by just saying PLP and FNM. So we are really between a rock and a hard place, Garth and Howard. See what I'm saying? So to be honest with you, how can we solve this problem? That's what I would like to know. How can we get this country
like the call.
Ahead?
I like it.
Thank you, my 52. I do appreciate your telephone call. Guys, let's take a quick commercial break. Somebody says, hello, Howard. Please do a poll on which government was the most crookedest and wicked government.
The crookedest.
The
word?
And
crookedest.
Wicked government.
And
the UBP in the middle.
The wickedest
slide. The crookedest. Right?
The crookedest and the wickedest
slide. This is the crookedest. This is the word. They literally type it out. Crookedest. Let me take a quick break, guys, and be right back after this.
My boy. No, no. Cause I don't want my boy to be robbed.
Honey barbecue,
sweetest spicy on new
signature hot pot with
rice. What's your favorite?
Roasted garlic parmesan, tastes so good, chicken. You know.
Roast pepper with
Popeyes. Now available at
Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes. Popeyes. Popeyes.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturday and Sunday. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5266.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. All the information's there. Let's be able to talk about that. Now, I got a text and I couldn't understand who he was talking about. He says, wow, after what you just said, homeboy, I don't even want to listen to your point of view anymore. We need stations who care about the small man, and you are off base. This is what he says. I said, what point? What are you talking about? I don't know whether he meant you or I, because I thought both of us were on point about issues associated with what the small man needs to do and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is that we kept talking about the fact that the government has a position, the PLP has a position, I'm sorry, and the FNM has a position. The only people that are left without a course are the Bahamian people.
That's it.
Which includes a small man.
That's it.
And we have to be able to look at those particular things to move forward.
You gotta support the small man. I mean, that's how societies are built. That's how nations are built. You know.
So I don't know exactly what your texts are coming. I'm gonna fight you for it. Go ahead and do that. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good day, Howard.
Hey.
To you, your guest, my friend God Bowles.
Hey, my brother.
And to the Bahamas.
Oh,
but listen,
yes, sir.
God and Howard,
yes,
we don't want no crazy or ignorant people running our country.
That's okay.
COI, crazy or ignorant.
Oh.
Okay?
Jesus.
So, listen, tell them to calm down because it ain't going to happen.
I don't think everybody in there is crazy and ignorant.
You can't call the people crazy.
I don't think so. I think they got some smart people in there.
The majority of them, if they ain't crazy, they're ignorant. The majority of them, listen to how they speak.
But
and listen how they conduct themselves.
Yeah, but that would have been the same thing that was been said about the free PLP. Come on, let's just
use that. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Hubert Ingraham been crazy for a long time.
Yeah.
When he decided to be able to take on the chance to do something. Hubert Ingraham been crazy for a long time.
Yeah.
When he take on this position to be able to show himself opposing the leader of the time, Lyndon Pinlan, who was the political god of the country.
Yes, yes.
He had to have been crazy.
Yes.
And Perry Christie had to have been crazier to follow him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these men were the birth of a new era.
A new democracy in the country.
In this country.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Because we weren't under dictatorship, but you might as well say it was a subtle dictatorship. That we
let crazy live sometimes.
Yeah,
you never know if they could evolve. You see, because everyone on this political spectrum may not really be incapable. They may be unique in doing what they have to do. If we allow them to do what they have to do and they do it methodically enough, then we could be able to find something coming out of it. Because that's what we've seen with the F&M. Yeah. We saw that with the F&M, and we thought we saw sort of sparks come through with the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of fizzled out into nothing.
Some third-party people are very well equipped and capable of entering the House of Assembly and doing a
lot of them
job.
Find themselves in.
But you're on the outside. Why, Howard? Why do they put these type of people outside of the mainstream political parties? Why is that?
I don't
why
you know, happen? I thought about that for a long time, and I thought to myself that... you cast out because you're not a conformist.
Okay.
A lot of persons don't necessarily conform to the tradition that exists in these particular spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what upsets me is that, especially for young politicians now, they conform to the tradition without understanding that that tradition is dead.
I go.
And we have to move forward for what's happening in the future.
Boy, you're preaching.
That's just crazy to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A brand new young person come in acting the same stupid way that politicians were acting years ago. And you think that this is progressive. You think that this language and this posture is where the country should go. And we had you in there. So you could be a change.
And you wouldn't.
And all you did was cause us to change our mind.
Against you.
Against you.
Have mercy. You got in 5 years. Isn't that something? That's reality.
One and done. One shot, kill the crow.
Yeah, that's it.
We're waiting for you to be able to show yourself poised. We're waiting for you to be able to show yourself insightful. We're waiting for you to use your enthusiasm and your energy internally in those organizations to change the minds of tradition that existed there. And all you did was get swallowed up. You're worse than TD Jakes. You need to stop.
I got a business idea for you. You could have a company called Political Auto. You could get some notes and some cues ready, so when they come out, they could buy the cars from you. They could need them cars.
You need to stop. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, my dear. What's up?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, Garth Roseborough.
Hey, my dear. You sound good.
Listen, I am cracking right up.
Mm-mm.
Howard, I ain't gonna lie. You got me cracking up.
Yeah.
I'm curious about something with the COI. Was Lincoln Bean, did they have a convention where Lincoln Bean was voted in as leader?
Yes. I think he was.
Yes, I think
he went through all the formalities.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So he has been leader from the inception of the party.
Yes.
Does he have any plans, or anybody heard of any plans to relinquish leadership to someone else, maybe? Because I find him a bit shady for me. I don't like the way he do things. I don't know if he thinks he's a Donald Trump, but it ain't going to happen. This Obama's are not America. And Howard Grant, did you ever get back to you with the information that you were supposed to go over concerning their plans, their, what do they call it? Ooh. The booklet thingy?
Ooh, the COI?
Yeah.
The Constitution?
We were supposed to set something. I spoke with him. We were supposed to do something in this November. November ain't over yet, but I haven't spoken back to him about it because I told him we didn't have a chance to do it in October because we were doing the Dissecting Leadership series.
Yeah, because I remember the lady tell you to go online and look at it. Every time you ask them to bring something in black and white, they like to send you to the online computer to look and read. So it's so much things to me that, like someone said earlier, that so much people is flocking to the COI. I think it's less than they. I think the between the CDR and the DNA, I think we're still pulled off more than the COI is going
to
pull off.
Well, the COI, I said to people with Lincoln Payne that I respect his strength. So he does some things that I could never do. I express respect his tenacity. No, I ain't getting locked up and stuff like that, man. I ain't doing them type of things. Not God. Right. But guess what I said to them? As many people are attracted to the COI are also not attracted to the COI. And that's what they have to now understand. They have a leadership issue, just like how the FNM had a leadership issue, and just how the PLP will now have a leadership issue. They have to solve the leadership issue, because if they were to solve the leadership issue, they could very well stand head and shoulders above everyone else. But they're not willing to make that sacrifice.
Yeah, but that's your external observation. The COI doesn't see it as a leadership.
Yeah, they don't respect external observation.
They
just
chose,
like the other two parties. That's why I said they are the same. They're all the same.
They chose Lincoln. Lincoln, they're content with Lincoln. And Lincoln, he's the man.
Yeah.
He's
so you have a leader that went into Pinewood Gardens, and then he went to West Grandmom and Bimini. Now he's back to Pinewood Gardens. So this is not Go ahead.
So Howard, I want to ask a question. Listening to what God said earlier concerning some of the things that I guess, like with what Lincoln is saying about crown land, you know, I guess you want to be giving away crown land and the
carbon
credit thing and all these other stuff, right? What would it mean for us and our relationship with with England or the king?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
What would it mean for our relationship? And if they decide that he's a bit too unruly for them and kick us out like some bad children, then we belong to Trump then.
No, they're not going to kick us out. They're going to deal with him. If you remember what happened in Turks and Caicos, probably.
Yes, I did. When they removed the prime minister.
They will come for you. They will come for you. You see, this is what I'm saying,
that
people.
That would look bad on
we
us.
We would have an unstable country.
Turks and Caicos.
I know, they're still under the colonial crown.
Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas are two different jurisdictions and sovereignties.
Yes, but they're still answering to the same crown.
Yeah, exactly. But our answering and their answering is totally different.
It's supposed to be.
It is.
Tell me how.
The sovereignty that we have intact allows us to be able to have
self-governance.
The self-governance that we have.
But what is self-governance if we still got to answer to somebody?
You're not answering to anyone.
Oh, so what are you doing?
They're only in an advisory, quote-unquote, capacity.
So? Oh, that's how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
You have a right to your opinion, but I tell you something. Go against them and see what happens.
Yeah, but ain't nobody getting against it.
Go against them and see what happens.
Ain't nobody getting against it. You understand? And there's particular... My dear, I thank you for your telephone call. I thank you so very kindly for that. Let me see if I can get one more before we get out of here. Caller on the line, go ahead. I'm good. What's up?
I'm okay. I don't go minister. I'm a monthly phone bill to either one of you.
Send it to God. Send it to God. Send it to God.
Send it to God.
Well, I just sell that vitamin, that hearty party cocoa bread and pay that for you.
No, that man is a PLP. I wanted to call your show from yesterday, correct? I just wanted to make a point. Prime Minister, one and done. I'm assuming you're speaking of him, right? He said one and done. Pause. Were you speaking of him?
Well, yeah, I was talking about him.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was talking about him.
And you know why, Howard? I am not sorry for him, you know.
I thought he could do it. I said, God.
In the country, traveling, proving that he could fly. Then, you know, he just take his hands off the wheel, you know, when it comes to leadership, everybody knows what leadership is about. You don't just leave your and go let somebody take care of it. Take your hand off the beard. Take your hand off the beard. You fail. You know, he just shouldn't be surprised, right? But he spent more time abroad than he spent here. Think about it. So he's gone, right? Been gone. I feel no pain.
That's heavy what you said.
I hope he never comes back.
Wow.
I think they're in the woods. I think he's the woods.
Wow.
You know something?
I said
this heavy what you're saying to me.
And she, you know,
I appreciate your telephone call. This is heavy what you're saying.
I've been telling you.
That's heavy what she said. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, and then we can go to a break. The other day, I made an assessment of all prime ministers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I said that I think that the best prime minister that we've had in the country in terms of infrastructural development, in terms of vision, in terms of empowerment, is undoubtedly, hands down, Lenin Pinden. Okay? The next one in terms of infrastructural development, in terms of vision, in terms of sort of liberty and access is Hubert Ingraham, right? And then I put Prime Minister Brave Davis next.
What?
That's what I did.
That's what you did?
I did that.
How you did that?
I did that because I assessed his position. I assessed his position. Watch me. His desire to always ensure that he could take care of people if they have some gripes or some ills. Right?
That's personal.
Right?
That's not political.
And then
that's
I realized something over the past 2 days, right? After Trump won and the language that's coming out of the parliament, the language that's coming out of the government, the language that's coming out of the cabinet, the language that's coming from our prime minister that actually states that, in so many words, we were really hoping that Kamala win. In so many words. Right?
But wait a minute. You skip over the PLP... Christie, you skipped over.
No, Christie.
And you put You put Brave as the third?
Yeah. I said he potentially could be the third best prime minister of the country.
Potentially. You put him as third.
Right? Now watch me.
Until you
watch
said.
Watch me.
How did you do that?
He didn't calculate the possibility of a Democrat not winning.
But you didn't calculate. You know, you put that man third.
No, but understand what I'm saying to you.
I don't understand.
His entire portfolio has been climate change. And if he was able to find himself victorious in terms of being able to move forward, I really thought Brave Davis would have been the prime minister to win two times.
Let me give this to you then. Let me say this then. If climate change was victorious, if Harris had won, what would you have expected as a nation to be our reward for that?
I don't know whether or not we would have gotten any reward.
What I'm saying to you,
I know our prime minister would have been elevated significantly.
But he would have been elevated.
As an individual.
As an individual.
Giving light to the country.
But in your quest over the last 3 years, Garth Roseborough hasn't gotten anything from you. I can't put you third. I got to put you last. At least I got something from the previous prime ministers. You have gotten nothing from other than a conversation on climate change. If you were victorious, and let's say you got billions of dollars for the Bahamas, when am I going to get those billions of dollars? When am I going to get my share of that? What do I get from that? And I've already lost my Grammy because she couldn't afford a medication. I lost Grampy because he had prostate cancer. I lost children
to
malnourishment. We have gotten nothing for 3 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am truly sad for the PLP because they have not calculated this. This is poor calculation. This is poor political calculation.
3 years? Three?
Poor political calculation. Jesus. You put all your eggs in the basket of climate change. Now the entire thing has gone down. We talked about the fact that if you wanted a legacy, you should have started with the Bahamian people.
And you Amen. That's all I said.
We said that.
Amen.
If you wanted a legacy, you should have started with the Bahamian
people. And the opportunity was there.
Now, when Trump get in, boots on the ground, when Trump get in, rubber meet the road, this is done.
Okay.
All this is done. And I feel like Min is feeling him strength again.
Yeah, he is growing and Pintado is growing. Both of them are growing, one faster than the other. We could talk about that later.
Min is feeling his strength again.
One growing faster than the other.
Because, you know, a lot of us have said that Min has really mirrored Trump campaign on his last run as president, as prime minister.
That's dangerous.
Now, with the revival of Trump...
You're disgusting bad on the Friday, boy.
This is a lot.
I can call your wife. I call in your wife.
She probably listening. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
There's a reaction. Oh, can't you see what you've done for me?
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a limited savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built Big Appetite, and at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't you rock my boat.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company right here, wrapping up the show right here, sitting with the Goth. Let's go to the show. Caller the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother? What's happening?
Right here, buddy. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, my brother.
You know, the previous caller said the Prime Minister take his sign off the wheel. Him and Wayne Monroe, they took the wheel and say, Jesus, take the wheel.
I don't know if you could put Wayne Monroe in this.
Yeah, man. Wayne Monroe Harms never on the wheel, Harold.
Yeah, but how you could say he take it off the wheel if it never was on the wheel in the first place? That's what I'm saying to you.
I'm telling you, figuratively, his hand was never. He gave the wheel to Jesus. He had the wheel. And he's supposed to take the wheel.
He was sitting in the driver's seat with no wheel the whole time, is what you're saying.
I mean, and all he said, Jesus, take the wheel.
I know if Jesus got it. Like,
it in transition.
Yeah, Jesus still... On hold?
Yeah, they fighting the principalities in the air.
Yeah,
on the wheel,
right? Some demons out there, boy. Jesus.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Let me see if I can take the next one. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Sound like you're hedging your bets again. You are hedging your bets again.
No, I ain't hedging no bets.
Anyway, two things I can't let you get away with.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to infrastructure,
uh-huh.
1992.
Mm-hmm.
2012
uh-huh.
was way beyond what happened between 1967 and 1992.
No, I can't agree with you.
No. You, that road project that our boy had to take all kind of slack for, that
yeah,
our
but no, okay, answer this one question.
Based on.
Answer this one question. Did he have to pave the road, or did he dig up a paved road already? Did he dig up infrastructure that was already there?
Both.
Hubert Ingraham.
Both.
No, and the roads was already there.
Anyway, I'll just get on to my next point.
Go ahead.
Okay. The problem with the third party issue in this country.
Yes.
Is that the majority of the persons we call middle class
mm-hmm.
are employed by government.
Employed by government.
That's right.
I like what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they ain't gonna rock that boat, no matter who show up. Now, if the members of the COI show up and they are self-supporting financially,
mm-hmm.
they may stand a chance. But other than that, ain't nothing happening.
What chance do you give them right now, percentage-wise?
None.
What? You don't give them none? All that effort they're doing?
See, how I feel ain't got nothing to do with what the data's saying.
What's the data saying?
The data is saying that these people in this country have a lifestyle that they are living way beyond their means.
I like what you're saying, Coward. You got to do a poll on the survival of third party.
Yeah, but you're saying the same thing that the Prime Minister's saying. You're saying the same thing that Rupert Roberts is saying. You're saying the same thing. Why do we have education? Why did we go off to absorb all this stuff?
Hold on. Education, right? And it's not being apprehended or embraced. It don't care how good our politicians talk. If Bahamians ain't prepared to take advantage of the opportunities, we stay stuck. And that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to make use of these opportunities that are being presented to us. You know, it's like we in a wasteland. And the wasteland ain't nothing to do with poverty. It's to do with opportunity.
Well,
we got opportunities beyond our reach. We need to wake up.
Wow.
Anyway.
I appreciate your telephone call, man. Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate your telephone call. I won't be able to say this, man. I won't be able to say this. I think this sort of a language that... I think this sort of a language that we have here, right? There's sort of a language that we've placed ourselves in this position of being able to talk about from an external standpoint, where the problem exists externally. We've seen that in domestic issues, right? It ain't me, it's my wife. It ain't me, it's my husband. We've seen that from an educational standpoint. My teacher ain't teaching me properly. We've seen that from a religious standpoint. My pastor don't know the Bible. My pastor only want money. We've always found a way to blame everybody else for our issues. I think that's crazy. And for our prime minister to be able to be perched up in the position to be able to say that our choices, the cost of living as a result of our choices, is poor on his behalf to say that. For Rupert put Roberts to be able to come and double down on that after being able to make a tremendous amount of money from on the backs of the poor people in this country over years just for the mere survival. Just for mere survival is a poor thing. And for the language of traditionalists to be able to come here and say that our choices, after we've educated ourselves, after we've been able to pump our children full of dreams and hopes and aspirations and ideas for tomorrow, after the idea of exposure that we have, not only through our cell phones, but through the travel that we have from the passport that we have here. Jesus, God Almighty, we could dream. We could hope to live better than this. Mm-hmm. We could hope to live better than this. You can't fight me if I want to live better than this. Fight me if I know I'm smarter than the people in America, but I live in here only making $2,500 a month. You know you can't fight me for this. You can't fight the fellas at the port who wanted to be able to make more money globally. Globally, they making more money. They shut the whole thing down, and you fighting people locally because they dare say they want to make more money. They want a competitive income for what's happening from a global standpoint. We are in a position geographically, personally, religiously, spiritually, and otherwise, socioeconomically, we are in a position that we can do better. We only have a handful of people in this country. 400,000 people ain't nothing to talk about.
No. That's a little small, what they call it, incorporated society.
That ain't nothing to talk about.
You could run it like a business.
We have 39 men and women over the management of this particular country.
Yes.
And then we have some supreme being in a particular sense, as the governor general, being able to give us access, immediate access to what's happening from an international standpoint.
Yes.
And we still in this position that you're saying, well, you make the wrong choice.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have choose that brand to live. Jesus, God Almighty.
That's something, eh?
You got 10 million people coming here a year on one little small rock. Because they ain't getting to Freeport hardly. They ain't getting to Abaco hardly. They ain't getting to San Salvador. They ain't getting nowhere else. They come into Nassau, where 300,000 of us live. You're cutting the cake bigger than two plywood to say that the government is breaking ground and none of us could be able to feel this money. But it's our problem. It's my choice.
Well, that's why everybody's food starts tasting bad.
I don't understand this. This is making me upset.
You better go cook your own food.
I don't understand this. How can you say, after we're celebrating all these things, that the government has done all these things, and when it's time for me to put money in my pocket to pay school fee, to do all these things, you say, well, you know, it's the choice that you made. You should have let your grandmother watch your baby. My grammy can't watch the baby. Well, let your mother watch the baby. My mother working like me.
But you want to say the mother ain't getting paid, the workers in Abaco still waiting on their money. People in the country still waiting on their money from these things.
People, see.
Everybody waiting for their money.
Man, this is so disappointing to me. Y'all keep blaming everyone else for the issue. The issue is poor management. Issue is lack of vision. The issue is lack of leadership.
There you go.
This is the issue that we have in this country. There is no innovation. There is no creativity. And y'all keep churning this wheel. The grits already turned to powder.
Mm-hmm.
This is useless. Now there's only porridge for us.
That's it. Hope and a prayer.
This is where we are in this country right now. And we got to be able to fix this. Garth, I thank you so very kindly. Because my guy triggered me, man. I don't want to have this kind of a conversation. It is not my fault. I didn't choose to move to Nassau, sir.
You didn't choose?
I didn't choose
that. How did you get here?
I didn't choose
this. How did you get here, though?
I had to do this.
Why?
I got children to put food in their mouth.
So what happened in Freeport?
The government ain't got nothing funneling through Freeport.
Nothing
to
Grand
Bahama.
Nothing.
The Freeport Port Authority ain't doing nothing to ensure that the country could be able to, the island could bounce again. I got to feed my children.
But they said this could fix the airport and it's going to sell the hotel. You forget it.
They hope to sell the hotel.
So why do they do it here?
I look at the paper the other day. Property for Gin Sumar in West Grand Bahama on sale. Or be gone.
Oh, I'm mercy.
This is the choices that we have. I got to stop it. Guys, enjoy your weekend. Have a beautiful weekend. Do the best you can.
The best you can.
Spend your money wisely.
What do you mean, do the best you can?
Choose to eat no Kong salad. That's what you choose.
No grouper.
Choose not to go.
No snapper.
To spend money with local vendors. That's what you choose. Choose not to spend no money nowhere with nobody. That's what you choose. And then let's ask later on, well, Jesus, where the money going? Ain't no money moving, no currency in the Bahamas. Because you told us to make better choices. My God! Y'all got to be crazy. My brother, thank you so very kindly. I can see you guys on Monday. God, spare life right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a beautiful weekend.